Ethan Sugarfree present.
Yeah. Oh, anybody can go get one.
Thank you. asking me, Hank? If I were you, I'd let hell freeze over before I quit.
Why?
Because people like you are the only life insurance left to this country, that's why. The other Gilt Edge policies have all run out. First, the friendship of the other great powers, then our lead on the bomb. Gone.
Well, say just that in the transcript.
I can't.
Nice view of the city from this window, Coley. Terrific skyline. Big, blustering, beetling, beautiful. All I can do is just look and think of how better men than I am built all that out of the crowd. Kind of makes a small lump in my throat. But I suppose that's me.
Nothing the matter with you, Henry.
I sure hate to think that White Plains and King's Mountain and Valley Forge were a waste of those early people's valuable time and blood. Sure hate to think Gettysburg and Shiloh and Cold Harbor happened just so some bum with an airborne hot rod and a gift of grab could take what Americans fell dead to give us. I think those who signed the paper July 4th, 1776 didn't risk stretching their necks just so we'd blow it because a traffic jam inconvenienced somebody.
Why don't you go home?
Sure, Toby. A beautiful view from your window. I hope it stays.
It was a magnificent view from Coley's window. From where he stood, Coley could see to the Atlantic seaboard, what a small, starry-eyed kid chanting in school assembly that the breaking waves dashed high on the stern rock-bound coast. Stupendous pageant from ocean to ocean. Once, his thoughts were scattered for the little chapel
strings.
Or that Yankee Doodle breeze, or Johnny Reb, or Billy Yank, or more lately, G.I. Joe once breathed.
Ag's right. It's a hell of a view.
The view changed. A bare plain lay beneath. And on it, wheeling Sioux Indians besieged a circle of white Conestoga wagons seeking the Abenakis River and the nation. The view changed. Now frontier Fort Abenakis lay below, and a delicate double beading of blue would be where the 9th United States Cavalry sorted to hold a precarious foothold in the plains where the two cities would rise. Sorted, in fact, all the way to Belleau Wood, the bulge, the outposts of the world. Holding the nation. It was some view. Coley Borden went back to his desk and sat down. Pretty soon, he began typing.
We, the people of America, have for more than a decade refused to face our real fear. We know the world should end. Several nations have perfected instruments which make that ultimate doom more likely.
Thank you, Ian.
We have relied on ancient instruments of security while leaving relatively undefended and unarmed the targets of another war. Our cities. This is absolutely stunning. Farmers with cyclone cellars and lost their barns and ground their aerials against the wild German lightning. We set up levees against floods, engines against fire, police against crime. What of the call of world's end? And we're on the edge of radio activity. The blast of nature, the killing solar fires with pea shooters and squirt guns, the shattering effects of fishing and of
indifference or apathy. 10 years have gone by. Many people to be sure have built mass shelters to save hundreds of thousands of lives.
Thank you.
Right. The purpose here, of course, is Multiples and Additions is an ongoing program of the Front Room Gallery. We're going to add more addition work to this corner of the gallery as time goes on. And the record that we're mixing with tonight is a record that Jeremy made especially for this the Multiples and Additions program, and it's for sale up here. $10 if you're interested. So
suggested donation
of $10 for it.
Ha ha ha.